It's time for the North Posey Vikings Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Jordan Fisher.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show here with Head Coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW. And Coach, your team is off to a 3-0 start, and we've seen kind of three different starts to each of the games so far. Southridge was a very long, drag-it-out, but kind of figured-out game. Week two, you got off to a bit of a slow start, but then you raced away. And week three, you guys hit the ground running. Is that a testament to your coaching staff and the players as far as just improving as the season goes along?
Yeah, I think with experience, you know, we got a better grasp for going into week three of how we wanted to attack North Knox. And I think the filling out process is kind of over. We know what we can do. We know what we're good at. You've got good film right now on your opponents, so you feel like you got a better scout. And, at this point in the season, you know, like I said, you kind of know who you are. You know what your identity is. And we played to that Friday night.
Well, it was a really hot one on Friday night, and your defense was out there for over 9 minutes in that first quarter on that first drive against North Knox. It seemed like that was going to be the game plan all night, was try to keep your offense on the sideline, but your defense really dug in there and really hung tough. Even though they gave up a touchdown in the opening score, they didn't allow another point the rest of the game.
Yeah, North Knox runs a tough system to defend. You do your best throughout the week with a scout team to show them what it's going to look like and run through their plays and give them that scouting report. But, you know, it's hard to mimic something in a couple of days with your scout team that this team, you know, has been doing since the beginning of time, I think. And so it takes you a couple series to kind of get in the flow and understand what we've been telling them all week. And our guys did a good job. You know, I know they were out there forever that first drive. Part of that was North Knox's strategy of running the play clock down to one before they would snap it to keep our offense off the field. But at the end of the night, I went back and looked at their stats and went over some things. You know, our varsity defense gave up 98 total rushing yards to a team that's averaging over 300 a game, and held the Bilski kid to under 100 yards for the first time this year. And, you know, overall, I think we ended up giving up like 130 yards total offense to them. So pleased with how our guys played. Off to a slow start, yes, but those guys really dug in and put our offense in good position the rest of the night, and our offense was just lights out.
Now, the stats that I keep on the game are unofficial because I'm trying to do two things at once, but I had the first two drives at 14 plays and 13 plays, and then after that, it was a bunch of three and outs or a turnover or what have you, and is really where you guys really locked them down from, I'd say, the late second quarter into the early fourth quarter whenever it really became more of a JV affair.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, like I said, that part of that is just, you know, getting a feel for how quickly they hit their cuts and, you know, how quickly those guys are going to pull. And they said, you do your best throughout the week. You know, our scout guys give us all they got, but, you know, they're trying to learn a system in 2 or 3 days that North Knox has been running, you know, since their camp opened. And it's just a different pace. And once our guys settled in, they were really good. I felt like our linebackers were excellent in terms of where they've come from week one to where they were here. Just looking across the board, you know, we played five different linebackers, and all five were very involved. I think our D-line's improved drastically from week one in terms of just understanding, you know, depth and pursuit angles and things like that. They're not getting blown off the ball. They're playing at a lot lower depth. As long as we continue to evolve, continue to get better week in and week out, I think we got a shot to have a special season.
Well, let's talk about the offense, because that might have been the most efficient performance I've ever seen from North Posey. You guys run, I think it was 23 plays on offense. Carter Schickel misses one pass, and it's at the very end, so he started perfect, 8 for 8. Cade Mock had another long touchdown run. I think it was 75 yards. Your offense was just clicking on all cylinders on Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we knew coming into the season that was going to be our strength. We had so many guys back on that offensive side of the ball, and so many skilled guys. And then, like I said, you throw Cade back in the mix for missing last year. And we've done a good job of just kind of taking what they give us. You know, I think the cool thing about it is you go back to week one where, you know, Remy and Brody and Carter kind of carried us to a win. And then you get into week two where Brett Beaker had a breakout game. And then you go to week three where Cade and Camden Clowers kind of took off. So it's hard to defend us when we have that many different guys who can at any point, take a 5-yard pass, a touchdown, a handoff, or a touchdown, or Carter's really, really accurate with a deep ball. So I know it's going to become a challenge to scout us because we have so many guys that are capable of doing things. Like you said, we're really efficient. I think we had 27 offensive plays, what I had, but two of those were pass interference. So you really 25 plays, and to put up 360 plus yards and only run 25 plays. And honestly, our offense didn't set foot on the field in the fourth quarter, and they only ran, I think, three offensive plays in the first quarter. So you did that mostly in two quarters. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I had your guys' longest drive of the night at five total plays that were official plays that resulted in yardage, and that's incredible. That every
And
drive was less than five plays.
we challenged our offense this week, challenged Coach Jay to establish a run game. We know what Carter can do with that receiving group, but we feel like we have two of the better backs in Southern Indiana with Cade and Brett, and something that we know going forward, we're going to have to be able to run the football. And we put a lot of pressure on those guys to do that this week, and they committed to it. And like I said, it paid off. Cade averaged over 10 yards a carry. He's one of those guys that you got to give him the ball because, he might go for three this play, might go for two the next play, but then he's going to pop one for 70. And he's done that in all three games. I just think, getting him those 15 to 20 carries a game is important for us going forward. And then the other thing I think we did well that had been missing the first couple of weeks is our screen game. It's something we've practiced since June, and was really good for us last year. And we know that teams are going to, one of their options is to bring pressure and try to put pressure on Carter. Throwing that screen package in there, if you bring pressure, it's dangerous because if you don't get there, it's one block. And a guy like Camden Clowers can take it to the house, which he did. And we're developing all three aspects of our offense. And when you do that, man, it's a hard scout.
Yeah, when you guys opened up the screenplay and virtually ended the game with the same screenplay, I thought that was kind of poetic for how that game went. Because Camden had that big 30-yard gain to kind of set the tone, and then the 72-yarder to kind of put the game to bed. At this point in the season, you're 3 weeks in, and I know that you have a pretty experienced team at this point compared to what you had a year ago. But I want to talk about the trenches a little bit. So you have four juniors and one senior on your starting offensive line. How do you feel they have played to this point in the season, and are there any areas that you feel like they need to improve on?
Yeah, well, we've got to get better. We'll always say that. We knew what we had coming back with Lennox Stone at left tackle. We knew we were going to move him from center to left tackle, protect Carter's backside, and he's an all conference, all state kid. So we knew what we had there. But I've been really pleased with like Braden Rhodes committed himself in the offseason. He started most of the games last year at left guard and played at 170 pounds. He really committed himself, and he's up to like 205, and he's playing really well. And he's an all conference caliber kid right now. Kaiden Myers is another kid that he actually lost some weight so he could become more mobile, and he's our starting center. And again, those three I've been really pleased with. Justin Coleman started every game last year for us at right guard. When he wants to go, when he has a motor, he's really good. It's just keeping him motivated and, keeping him going. And he's been inconsistent, but he was good Friday night. And then Brendan Reich's a kid that's just unselfish. We knew we needed a new right tackle. Brendan played tight end for us last year and plays D end for us. And we went to him and said, "Hey, we need you to do this." And he wants to win football games. He's a physical kid. He's still learning the technique of playing O-line. But he's going to play hard. He's going to play physical. He's nasty. He's just going to get better. And from week one to week three, I mean, he's gotten a lot better. So we're really confident in those five guys. But we got to get better. That's something that we know. Consistency matters. And going back to what I talked about earlier, you got to be able to run the ball, especially when you get into the sectional time. You never know what kind of weather you get into, cold, wet, rainy, snowy at times. If you get in there and all you can do is throw the football, you could be in trouble. And we want to make sure that we can run the football as well. And those guys are giving us the ability to do that. And I think with each week, they get more confident.
Yeah, I think certainly you have a lot of cohesiveness across the offensive line, only two new starters. But again, much of those being sophomores from a year ago, and in Lennox's case, he was a junior. But defensively, too, your guys' defensive line had a little bit of overhaul, and I think that that's been a pretty strong point for your defense to this point. Sullivan Harp is somebody that stood out, at least in my mind.
Yeah, Sully's playing really good, and he's not going to blow up a stat sheet because we don't want it, we don't ask him to, right? You know, that's something that as a D lineman, we've talked to these guys about. You got to be really unselfish because your job is to make sure that our linebackers can make tackles, right? And that's not always the most glorified position because you're not going to make the headlines. You're not going to blow up a stat sheet. But at the same time, you're the reason we win football games. So, Sully really from week one to this week has come a long way. I thought he made huge strides from first half of week one to the second half at that Southridge game. He's demanding double teams. And when your nose demands double teams, your Mike linebacker usually has good games. And as Sully's gotten better, Zeke Roosevelt's gotten better behind him because he's not getting blocked. And I could say that to about, you know, Sully and Brennan Reich and Lennox Stone, who's up there. Carter Hurdle's playing a big role up there right now. Braden Rhodes is playing up there some. Friday night, we walked Matthew Will from outside linebacker down at DN some when we went four-man front. Those guys are playing with really high, you know, high effort, high energy, and our football team's flying to the football. And that's something that I didn't feel like we did very well last year. We weren't getting a push. We weren't playing very good up front. Our linebackers weren't making a lot of tackles. Yeah, I looked at our stat sheet a year ago. Camden Clowers at safety had 16 tackles versus North Knox. Friday night, he had three. And that's what we want. We don't want our safeties making all the tackles. Although Camden's a great player, we need our linebackers to make tackles. And Friday night, they made a ton of tackles.
Well, and of that linebacker group, I think the player that stood out to me the most and is playing at an all-conference level is Lane Young. I mean, he's been everywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, Lane had Friday night, he ended up 11 of tackles. Four of those for a loss. And then, you know, him and Matthew Will kind of combined on a sack there at the goal line. But Lane's been there from week one. He was the guy we knew coming back that we could build the defense around. He's aggressive. He's smart, super strong. He's a compact kid, so he's really hard to block. Knows all of our calls, knows where he's supposed to be. You know, sometimes you got to rein him in because he gets so aggressive that sometimes he goes a little rogue and gets out of position. But, man, when he's in the right place, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better outside linebacker in our conference. And he is. He's playing lights out. But, you know, just looking at the stats from Friday night, you know, our linebacking core, Elpers had nine tackles. Zeke had nine tackles. These are solos and assists. Matthew Will had seven, and then Lane had 11. So you're getting that kind of production from those four starting linebackers. That tells you your D-line's doing a good job because it's keeping bodies off of our linebackers. And then our linebackers are finally fitting up and doing what we're asking them to do.
Well, let's go ahead and step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the next game on the schedule. It'll be at Tell City on Friday night. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to North Posey Football Coaches Show right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW.
Hot off the pavement at Expressway Chevrolet. Looking for a brand new Chevy at an incredible price? We've got 28 new 2026 Chevy Trax starting at just $22,850. Drive home a new 2026 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $23,850. Or a new 2026 Chevy Equinox LT, just $28,850. Visit us today or shop anytime at expresswaychevrolet.com. Together, let's drive. Price includes tax, title, and license fee. Sale price includes $260. Residential restrictions may apply. Dealer retains outdoor rebates. See dealer for details.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Freedom is calling and the open road is waiting at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon. This summer, celebrate the red, white, and blue with a vehicle built for wherever the road takes you. Whether you're heading out for weekend getaways, family vacations, or making memories close to home, we have you covered. From new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram vehicles to reliable pre-owned rides and expert service and maintenance, we'll help keep every mile smooth, safe, and ready for adventure. Stop by today or start your journey online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, where freedom meets the open road and your next adventure starts here.
Big size, big impact, and big energy. Need your business or special event noticed? SWG Signs in Waitsville has you covered with eye-catching business signs, banners, and business cards to special event graphics that make you impossible to miss. And we can even turn your fleet into rolling billboards with professional graphics and show your school spirit with standout signs, banners, and graphics that bring the crowd to life. If you want to stand out, contact SWG Signs in Waitsville. Call 812-543-3508.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra-large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy's Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless automatic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy's Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you haven't stopped by the Red Door lately, you're in for a surprise. There is something new every single week. We've welcomed several new vendors, so the store is filling up with antiques, collectibles, unique gifts, seasonal decor, and treasures you won't find anywhere else. We're also excited to now carry Carter sauces, made right here in southern Indiana. Good hometown products, made by good hometown people. That's what we're all about. And while you're here, pick up some Homestead Artisan Goat Milk Soap, handcrafted right here in Posey County. At the Red Door, we believe in supporting local businesses, our neighbors, and the small town communities that make this area so special. So come spend a little time with us. Browse, visit, and see what's new. We're open Wednesday through Sunday in historic New Harmony. The Red Door, not just an antique store.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, here with head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher, and coach, we just got done recapping the victory against North Knox. 45-7 was that final score. Your team is now 3-0 and now a chance to move to 4-0 and potentially stay 2-0 in the conference with a game at Tell City. I know the Marksmen always have a bit of a running game behind them, but what do you know about the Marksmen this year after they've lost the Terry Twins the last couple of years?
I mean, this is probably the best Tell City team we've seen since I've been here. They're really good. They're really deep. They're experienced group. You know, they're going to play a ton of juniors and seniors. It's been a group that they've been building for the last couple of years. They knew this group was going to be solid for them. You talk about their run game. You know, that's what they hang their hat on. The Case Bolt kid who emerged really when the Terry boys got injured his sophomore year and really has never relinquished that position at running back. He's really good. He's a physical kid, former wrestler, and he's got breakaway speed. He hurt us last year playing him. And then, you know, I think that the dynamic part about their offense this year that hasn't always been there is their quarterback, man. Their quarterback can flat out play. He's a run first guy, but can throw the football. But he's got elite speed, and that, you know, that's something we haven't seen to this point yet in our season. Is we've seen good backs, we've seen big backs, we've seen strong backs, but we haven't seen that back that if you give him a little bit of a seam can outrun you. And the quarterback and running back at Tell City, both of them play physical styles, but both of them have that open field speed that, you know, they can go 70 yards at any time, and that's going to be a huge challenge for us Friday night.
How does that challenge differ from the misdirection that you've seen in two of your first three opponents?
They're going to be more of a spread group, which is different from Tell City. I think they realize, you know, man, spread them out, let these two backs go to work. They're not going to hide the ball from you. You know, they do a little bit, you know, counter with the quarterback, but for the most part, they're going to run right at you. They got a big, experienced offensive line, probably the biggest group we've seen to this point. And they're just, I mean, they're not going to back down. This is a confident group. This is a group that's well coached. I think, you know, they know they've got a special group, and, it's going to be a huge challenge for us to go on the road Friday night and knock them off.
Well, this is a team that's certainly been putting up some points so far this year, 49 in week one, 37 in a close win against West Washington in week two, and then 67 against Pike Central in week number three. So this is a team that's rolling, and certainly I think you have to have a lot of respect for them when you guys go out there on Friday.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, any play they can score on. And that's a credit to the athletes that they have. Like I said, they've got a big offensive line, but we can't miss tackles Friday night. We can't miss assignments Friday night, because if we do, it'll be a touchdown. And in the weeks prior, our previous to this, you know, our skill guys in the back end could kind of run down a guy. If he broke for 8 or 9 yards, we'd catch him and it's a first down. Well, Friday night, those are going to be touchdowns. And our defense is going to have to play really well. Offensively, you know, we got to keep doing what we do. I love our pace. I love our tempo. You know, I love the fact that we're spreading the ball around. I think we can score pretty much against anybody. But at the same time, we got to take care of the football on the road. We got to distribute the ball to a variety of different guys. But, you know, first and foremost, we've got to stop them because they're capable of putting up a lot of points.
With this week being a little bit, I guess, unique with the Labor Day on Monday, I don't know if you guys have the ability to practice today or not, but with the lead up to the game on Friday, it sounds like your guys' execution is going to be really more, or focus on practice, be more about execution and actually securing tackling versus maybe implementing a new set of defense or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've kind of committed to from day one this year, is we're going to tackle every day. Now, with the rules and IHSA and safety, we don't tackle each other a ton, but we're fortunate that we've bought pretty much every tackling system that you can buy, pop-ups and jacks tacklers and tackling rings. And we focus a ton on, you know, technique and being in the proper place with the proper footwork so that you don't miss tackles. And that's something that we will continue to do. We will continue to do that as long as I'm here coaching this football team. And I plan on doing that for a long time. So I think tackling is super important, and it'll be super important this week. But you're right. I mean, our defensive system is our defensive system. You'll make a few tweaks. We'll have a few checks just from some things that we've seen on film. But at this point in the season, you know what you're made of, you know what you got. And it is a unique week. You know, today we will practice. We'll get a practice in this evening, kind of let everybody enjoy some family time. And then we'll go late tonight just to get our walkthrough in, get our film session in, get our game plan installed. And then tomorrow we, you know, it is weird because we got to go to North Knox for a JV football team. And Coach Fish and I are the ones that go with the JV team. So we'll do a quick defensive practice before we get on the bus to take those JV guys. And then Coach Jay, Coach Hape, Coach Nye will stay behind and finish up with the offense side of the ball. And then we'll get back to a normal routine Wednesday, assuming the heat doesn't roll back in.
Yeah.
But that's the benefit of having an experienced group right now. They know the expectation. They know what the week looks like. They did a great job with not letting distractions of the heat last week and the change of schedule affect how they practiced. And we expect the same thing this week. So our guys know how important this game is. You know, essentially, whoever wins this is the front runner there to win the conference and probably the front runner to win the sectional. So, you know, this is a huge game for us. I know Tell City's putting a ton of emphasis on this game with all the different activities they're going to have going on Friday night. It's going to be a packed house. I think they're having alumni night. They're letting every alumni who's ever played football at Tell City in for free. And they're going to try to pack the stands. And I really hope that, you know, our community comes out and does what they always do and supports these kids.
You know, that's an interesting point you make, because I didn't think about that, the fact that you guys are in the same sectional. So there's a chance that you see Tell City again down the line somewhere. With that in the back of your mind, do you not ever, I guess, peel back some of the game plan or hide some of the game plan? But is there something that you might not show right now just in case you need it, you know, come October?
Not really, because, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get to that position, man, so many things are going to evolve between now and, you know, at the earliest, week 10 would be the first round of the sectional. So, I mean, you got another 6 weeks before you get there. Things change, personnel changes. You know, you got a whole season to kind of self-scout what's working, what's not. So, that you know, the team you are week 4 is probably not going to be who you are week 10, 11, or 12. So, yeah, I mean – and with today's technology, everything's on film anyways.
Yeah.
So scouting each other is not hard. I mean, it kind of boils down to who can execute what they do the best, and that's who wins games.
Well, that's head coach Waylon Shank. Coach, I want to thank you once again for joining us here today. Good luck this Friday night, and hopefully your Vikings remain undefeated and maybe be 4-0 when we're talking again next week.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having us on.
That's head coach Waylon Schenck. That'll do it here for the North Posey Football Coaches Show. Remember, you can tune in live with us on Friday night. Kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:45. Myself and Chris Moreland right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW. We'll talk to you again on Friday night.
You've been listening to the North Posey Vikings Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Keep up to date all season long on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.